This is taken from the 7th chapter of Luke. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish leaders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turned to the crowd that followed him. He said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. This is the gospel of the Lord. This is the first of a lot of healing stories that are in the gospel of Luke. You know, he's the great physician gospel. Well, it's not the first of healing, but this is first of that we'll hear of healing stories in the Gospel of Luke in our great green season. And Jesus says in this thing, this dude, this centurion, this non-Jewish person, is the best person of faith I've ever seen. So, the question is, what is faith? That's my question anyway for this text. What is faith? And here's what I think it is. And it's just based on what the centurion said. Faith is this: Jesus, just say the word. Jesus, just say the word. That's what faith is. Jesus, just say the word. Before this, because it says here, after Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, this is kind of a quick review, very quick, quicker than hopefully the animals. Again, 7 days. I did it in 4 minutes. But so you have, in the beginning is the gospel, and it's the good news. And the assumption is it's good. And that's what I ask the kids, what's good? I mean, think about that for you. What is good? What are good things in your life? Because that's what the good news is. You got to start with that it's good. And if you think the gospel is something that has to do with judging, well, Jesus has something to say that. Don't judge others. Because, you know, it's like that pointing and you got the three fingers back kind of thing. And he says before, if you judge others, it's like, Beth, you have a speck in your eye, and yet I've got a log in mine. You need to take that log out first before you start thinking about judging. That's what Jesus says. He says, love your enemies twice. He says, do good. Bless those who curse you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Be merciful. Don't judge, but forgive. Give. Bear good fruit from your heart. Good fruit. Good fruit. That's what the good news is about. It's about God's love for us. It's about grace. Since we're Lutheran, I'll say grace. But it's about the good things in life. And we know what those good things are, because they're based on love and mercy and forgiveness. So throughout the first chapters of this gospel, you have countless scenes. There's a couple scenes where Jesus heals some people with demons, and demons are talking with him. So we know this is a spiritual thing. It's not just an ordinary thing. This Jesus fellow is extraordinary in some way because he's filled with the Spirit. And we just had Pentecost a couple weeks ago, so we know that we have the Spirit as well. And Jesus says, you're going to get it. So you'll be filled with the Spirit. You'll know how to do good things. You'll know how to love. Because you'll feel it. You'll know it. You'll have experienced the good things. So again and again, just say the word comes in this gospel when Jesus calls his disciples. He says, come, and they follow. Let's go fish for people, and they follow. He's teaching in a synagogue, and there's no room. It's packed like this. And then some people come through the roof to bring their friend. And he says, get up off that mat. Just say the word. That's what faith is. And that has everything, I think, to do with miracles. And what are miracles? Miracles are things that a lot of times are beyond our understanding. They're things that are extraordinary. And there are things that are extraordinarily good. You know, if you think about all of the news stories of various times when someone or people have gone and hurt somebody or killed somebody, like in a church, and then you hear about the people who are relatives of those folks who have been killed, and they say, we're praying for those folks. We forgive them. And that's, is that not miraculous? Forgiveness. And Jesus got in trouble for that in the synagogue on Sunday. Again, he's preaching and teaching and healing. And at this point, people are just trying to touch him because the power is there. The miraculous power of this just overwhelming love and grace and mercy and forgiveness is just oozing out of Jesus. And a person comes, and he has a hand that's withered. And he has that person come. And he's about to heal him, and the Pharisees, the grumblers, they're wondering, come on, Jesus, this is the Sabbath. And Jesus says, the Sabbath is the perfect time for goodness. The Sabbath is about life, not death. It's about healing, not destruction. And so what does he do? He says the word, come here. And his hand is healed. Now in our world and in our life, we have the promises. God is good. God loves all of us. No matter what we turn out to be, we all start as little pills. And then we keep growing and we're all 180 different looking people here in this congregation alone. And the good news is that God loves all of us. All of us equally. Like rain falling on us. God's love equally falls on all of us. Is equally available for all of us. You may be wanting a miracle in your life. Jesus said, when you pray, pray, thank you, God. This is in Luke, because they ask him how to pray. Thank you, God, thy will be done. Give me my daily bread. I'll forgive others as you've forgiven me. And don't lead me into temptation. That's the daily prayer that Jesus says in Luke. But there's that line when in the Lord's Prayer that we say, thy will be done. Because in the end, I believe this is what faith is. It's knowing Jesus. You know that bumper sticker? We don't see it very often. No Jesus, no peace, N-O. And then K-N-O, no Jesus, no peace. This centurion knew Jesus. He knew who he was. And the power and the authority he had. And he knew all Jesus had to do was say the word. All you have to do, Jesus, is say the word. And in the end, thy will be done. No Jesus, no peace. Just say the word, Jesus. thy will be done. And you'll find miracles all over the place. All over the place. No, Jesus. Just say the word, thy will be done. Amen.